This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon, everybody, and I hope everybody's keeping cool today. It did kind of get a little warm when I got in the car to come here, so surprised me from this morning, but hot day out there. I always talk about how I'm feeling or anything like that, and so I wanted to say today I am feeling inspired. That's my word today, and there's multitudes of reasons, which is really kind of fun. I'm feeling inspired just for so many different reasons. But for example, I have been watching faithfully the Olympic trials. So 2 hours or plus a day, I've been watching these Olympic trials, and they are so inspiring. And you just hear all the background on the athletes and what they've had to put into it. And also that with COVID, they've had to stay in top form for, you know, an extra year longer. It's just amazing. All the neat stories that they say. And with dealing with the parade and everything like that, it's like already had my patriotic feel going on. And then with the Olympic trials, it's just kind of been amazing. But, you know, you always say the thrill of the victory and the agony of the defeat. I feel like I ride that with them every night when I'm watching. So anyway, I'm just feeling inspired. And that's my word today. So hopefully we're going to celebrate educate and uplift today, and hopefully you guys enjoy our time with us today. So with the parade, like I said, it's taken my patriotism to a whole new level and my excitement about things. And my guest today is one of those reasons why I'm super excited and glad that we pulled the trigger and, you know, started the parade. And this kind of has a funny story, so I'm going to start with that before I get your full introduction in here, Jessica. But when applying for the parade and, you know, asking city council to approve it and everything, we got everything through. And then I get this email. And this email says, well, it would really be nice if you would reach out to this new person in town who literally started their job 3 days ago. And if you could talk to her and get her approval. And I'm thinking, yeah, I don't like this. I don't like this at all, and I'm not happy about this at all. And so, frankly, I did not have the best attitude. I'm just going to be honest. And I thought, I'm just going to call her, and I'm just going to tell her she has to love this because this community needs this, and so on and so forth. Needless to say, I called Jessica, and we had a great talk and then met in person, and she is just amazing. So now I'm really excited about the parade, and she has parade background knowledge, which I'll toss that out there. So she's my go-to gal now. But we are so blessed to have Jessica Bogardis, who is the new downtown director. So I'm going to give you a little bio here on Jessica. So she was born in San Diego, California, and moved with her family to Sutherland at the age of 11. Upon graduating from Sutherland High School, she moved to a couple different places before settling in Lakeview. Mm-hmm. That's way over there.
Right.
She was the executive director of the Lake County Chamber of Commerce. After living in Lakeview for 7 years, she recently moved back to Roseburg in December 2020 to be closer to her family, which is pretty darn sweet of you. She has her sister Samantha, her husband Grant, and the twin nephews Jackson and Grayson, which yes. You're an awesome aunt because you were taking care of them when they were sick one day, and she picked them up from school. And her parents live close to her mother, youngest sister Rachel, and nephew Liam live in Newburgh, and your father lives in Gold Hill. Roseburgh provides a central gathering place for all your family, kind of a little nice hub here. Mm-hmm. And she is with her amazing boyfriend, Noah, his two wonderful children, Sophia and Blake, and their dog, Packer. And they all enjoy spending time together. And who couldn't? You are just a joy. So everybody, welcome Jessica.
Thank you.
Bogardis, and we're so thrilled to have you here today.
Thank you. Thanks for that awesome introduction. And I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for giving me the time.
Absolutely. you know, it's really important that you kind of came in and just hit the ground running, because day three, this crazy lady with attitude calls you and is just like, you have to love my parade. And that's what I feel like. Anyway, I know I had to have been grouchy. I'm so sorry. But you were gracious and you're like, ah, I love it so much. And we're just so enthusiastic and welcoming back with my sassiness and everything. So,
well, I thought you were wonderful. So,
bless you. So, oh, and the funny thing I do have to tell people, because I tell people this is the highest compliment I've ever been paid, is you told me I'm your spirit animal. And if you can come up with something better than that, people, I'd like to hear it, because it's the ultimate compliment. Spirit animal. I'll try to keep that up. Keep it going. So it, to me, obviously, from your bio too, it's so obvious how much you love your family.
Yeah.
And that they're a big part of your world and your draw for coming back here.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But we're lucky because you also had all this experience over in Lake County, besides throwing parades, which there was plenty of. But so when did you, I guess I want to ask, how long have you been interviewing or looking at coming back over here?
Well, I started looking at coming back over here really seriously maybe last August, September, and started kind of making plans to make the move back over here, and just kind of started looking to see what was available. It was a kind of a scary time because I was, you know, the job I had with the Lake County Chamber I loved, and the community I loved. And at that time, you know, it was still very much COVID and tourism, and a lot of those type of employment opportunities were a bit scarce. Mm-hmm. I had some other opportunities where I went and interviewed in Grants Pass. And then I finally got another couple interviews here in Roseburg. I was just trying to get as close as I could to home, really. Mm-hmm. And eventually took a job at Melrose Vineyards. And they were wonderful. And I had a great time there. But when I heard the DRA was looking for an executive director, that's what I was used to doing. And the real call for community got my attention, and I was really excited to interview with them.
Well, and we're excited that they chose you.
Thank you. Me too.
Because you truly are a joy. And anybody that gets to meet you, I mean, I know you're going to be out and about and in the community, but please, if Jessica comes into your establishment or your business, take the 10 minutes. You'll want 30 more. So please take the time. And I know you're going to be out talking some membership drives when you're ready, and some changes in the thought process of what really is downtown and what supports one another. And so I think you have some really wonderful ideas, and I'm excited. I already tell people some of those ideas, and then that's they're like, awesome. I need to call her. I'm like, yeah, you do. She just might not be ready for that yet. So do we have an email yet?
So
working on it.
We're working on it, and they can always email me at my personal email.
No, that's okay. We won't give that out yet.
Yeah. I kind of give it out. I give my phone number out. Everybody, I'm pretty open to, I mean, and I love the feedback, and it's part of my job. And, you know, I want to hear, you know, what people want in their downtown, what they want in a downtown association, what they want achieved, and what their new focus is on. You know, we've gone through a lot of communities have, and it's important to me to know exactly what would benefit them, as individuals, residents, business owners, stakeholders, partners. It's a big job, and it's really important for me to get the feedback of really what has changed for people in their business since COVID, what pivots they've had to make, what they're really looking for in a membership right now, and what they're really looking for in a downtown association. So however that looks to them is important to me, to make sure that I'm really honing in on what benefits they need going forward for a thriving and bustling downtown. So that's the ultimate goal, to have a community ready to belong and put the work in and you know, receive benefits that they need going forward with their business.
Well, I'll anytime since I've been downtown, if I'm, you know, my office is down there on Mosier Premier Insurance. And so it's like if I go walk to lunch or this or that, it'll be like, oh, there's Jessica or there's Jessica. So you're definitely out meeting and talking to people. And that's really exciting. So.
Or driving around looking for a parking spot. Yeah. I know I've seen you a couple of times.
Yeah, you need a smaller car.
I do need a smaller car.
To be involved in the downtown association. I'm trying to park that big Escalade. It's like, oh, goodness, girl. We'll see her in another 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, she's going to circle around a couple more times. Yeah, I know. It's a thing. Yeah, it's really fun. It's great to meet new people. And it's, you know, it's just a really fun part of my job. And I really enjoy it. We have such amazing businesses downtown, such wonderful structure and history. It's really neat to really start embedding into that and, you know, meeting and finding and talking to people, new business, old business, people that have been around a long time or know about, you know, or been involved in downtown for a long time. The neatest thing about Main Streets and downtown associations is the real strength of the whole community comes from that. So the whole of Roseburg really, you know, starts in the heart of Roseburg, which is downtown. So it's a draw for tourism. It's a draw for, you know, business-minded, community-minded people and just, you know, people that want to experience something different on the weekends or just walk downtown. It's a draw for any and all. Which is great.
And even with COVID, there are some, it seems like even when I'm, you know, walk down there, there's always something new. I always find something new that I'm like, I've been here all my life and I haven't been in that store or whatever. So I feel like even the people that have been around for a long time, we have something to learn from what you'll be showing us and stuff like that. Like, for example, when we went to Sunnyside, what a fabulous building.
That
was breathtaking in there when we
went
in.
It is amazing. And I so love that.
I can't wait for it to go get open.
I know. It's so, like, I just love that part of my job, like really talking to a new business owner and how much, you know, blood, sweat, and tears they've put into that business and seeing their vision really kind of come alive and collaborating and talking and working and really investing in themselves and, you know, throwing this new concept out there. That's the ideal place within Sunnyside. It's just a fantastic opportunity for us. And we're going to be really grateful. Roseburg downtown is really grateful to have them there.
Yeah, I just think it's going to bring a whole new vibe to downtown and actually just a new group of people.
Yeah, and them really encompassing youth and talent, musical opportunities is just something everyone can really get behind, right? I mean, you always want your youth, your children to hang on to something that's really proactive and healthy, and having an avenue for that is just such a blessing. So they've done a great job over there.
They have. It was it was literally stunning.
I know.
I could have stayed longer and just oogled and googled.
I know.
It's pretty spectacular, but we'll let you know when they're all open and going because everybody needs to go check it out. It is just
absolutely.
Yeah, it's just breathtaking. Honestly, is how I would describe it. Just breathtaking. And you could go in there 100 times and discover something new every time.
I know.
There's just so much all over the place. Anyway, so that was great. Well, when we're going to take a break here in just a second. And when we come back, I want to hear about your vision for the future and some of the things that you have maybe boiling in there that you're excited to talk about. So, we will be back here in just a moment with your cue here on KQEN News Radio 1240.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240, KQEN.
Welcome back to your queue here on News Radio 1240 KQEN. And I have Jessica Bogardis with us today. Jessica, what's your official title?
Executive Director of the Downtown Roseburg Association, or Roseburg Town Center.
Okay, because I hear it called two different things, so that's why I wanted you to clarify what you're going by. I have the Roseburg Town Center Executive Director and then the Downtown Association, so I'm like, is it both? Is it one? What is it? Let's clarify
it's
that.
It's kind of both right now, and we will clarify it going forward. Yeah.
Yes. So you move over here from Lakeside. You're closer to your family. Life is great. You got this job now, which you seem so suited for, so suited for. So what's your vision? What? Tell us what's in Jessica's mind with where you're looking at taking things.
Well, there's a lot of, you know, great ideas, but my main priority really is right now is making sure that we fully fund our organization going forward and kind of coming out of COVID. With full transparency, we do need to work on some funding for our organization. So that's what my main priority is right now, is really kind of putting in place some funding so that we have a fully funded position for myself and that we also have funds to begin to work our organization, right? So that's my basic big priority,
immediate
right now, that I'm working on. And just kind of including some partners and talking with some organizations and really kind of starting to create that community again. The second thing is really just finding the need within our community. So just kind of talking to business owners, residents, seeing how, you know, their business plans have changed, what their needs are now with being open, closed through COVID, just a lot of those changes and how they really affected the businesses and what they really need now going forward. So a lot of that work is just kind of taking the time to talk to everyone, going around to businesses. If anyone, you know, that I haven't been to yet, which there's a lot, you know, wants to talk to me when they have time, you know, feel free to give me a call or get in touch with me. And I would love to chat and just really get to know them and see where they see downtown going as well. So organically and naturally, I want to really follow the way that Roseburg Downtown leads the organization. And it's really important in my work to make sure that I have a voice for downtown as well, so that I know the heartbeat of our community. And I will, you know, so it's just a lot of that, like, you know, footwork and getting to know people, how downtown works organically and naturally. And a lot of that is really inclusive, and coming out of that is a really community-led position. So I'll be very much cheerleading and leading and inspiring, hopefully, and empowering. But the true kind of, you know, mark of success is when it's completely community-led.
I think that one of the things that I found funny is knowing that when I reached out to you, you were on day three, and then I think we got together day five or something. I mean, it within the first week still. But you came to the office, and we sat down and had the chat, and Alan came in, and I introduced you, and he had shared with you some of his thoughts and concerns from the past, you know, in regards to your thing, and just what a welcome breath of fresh air, you know, he also felt you were. But the funny thing was, you said, okay, well, we're going to be talking about membership, and I'm going to be coming walking back in here. So you called him out right that then and there on that day, and that was like, we're going to make sure you're a member again. And so I think for some of those people, I guess what I want to let them know about that is, is, you know, he had dropped his membership, just to be truthful, just because he didn't feel like it was working for him, which is what you do if you don't feel like you're getting something out of what you're putting into it, then, you know, as a business owner, you decide maybe that's not where I want to put my extra pennies or something. And so, but just meeting you and getting to know you and talking with you, he was instantly like, okay, yeah, come back, hit me up, I'm in. You're gonna get my membership back. I would sign up, you know, under your leadership and stuff like that. So I just, again, I really emphasize that it's like, give that 5 or 10 minutes that Jessica's asking for when she comes into your business, because when she leaves, you really will wish you had 30 more. And that's going to be my slogan for you.
Thanks.
I'm your campaign manager now. And so I just really do encourage people to do that. And And then you had talked a little bit about, in one of our things, about kind of spreading the word out a little farther than mm-hmm. just Main or Jackson Street. So mm-hmm. can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I think membership gives us a really big opportunity to include all of our supporters. So it's not just people that live or work downtown that benefit from downtown or really support downtown. So really having an avenue through membership to be a supporter of downtown, to really be involved and belong and contribute to downtown is something I think a lot of the businesses that are outside that scope are really wanting. You know, they want to, a lot of people want to really see that thrive and bustle and be, you know, a great mecca for bringing people and your friends and your family and your colleagues downtown and having a great evening and seeing it, you know, just really be alive again. And membership, you know, to kind of go back to what you said about my meeting, you know, you first in your office and talking with Alan, you know, that happens a lot. Different directors always, I feel, no matter how it went, always leave a footprint of progression. So however that goes, if it's not, if any business is not feeling like they are, their needs through membership are being met and their money is not being used in a positive way for them, it's really hard and almost impossible through every membership benefit to meet every need of every business, right?
Absolutely, so yeah.
If the majority of those benefits are not working for you, or you don't have one like live without benefit that you're not receiving, then yeah, let's put some more work into it. You know, this membership model that we'll be putting out, you know, may not be the one that works for everyone. We may have to try a couple of different things. The important thing is to really listen to the businesses and the people purchasing the membership. If this is really paying off, or we like this but we don't like that, or we thought we'd like this but it turns out we never use it, those things are just really important to listen to and mm-hmm. to really, you know, use that framework to go forward and find something. I'm just really not afraid to, you know, throw stuff up and see what sticks. And I think if the whole community feels like that and we kind of go fluidly through a new membership model to see really what benefits you guys the most, we can eventually land on something that really works.
Well, and I think that, you know, again, I just had this conversation and it kind of ties in, going off on a spur here, but I just had this conversation with my husband about the Oregon Hunters Association mm-hmm. because it's like there's a lot of people that have just been members or maybe signed up for their lifetime, and they are, but they're not engaging. Mm-hmm. And it's like engagement from both sides is really important.
Yes.
And so I was like, y'all need to figure out some way to get that engagement and that investment in both, because it's like, it's not just putting your money there. It's mm-hmm. putting, you know, some thought into it, or, you know, like Alan said, he wanted to go and spruce up the streets a little bit before the parade we were yeah. having. And so it's just like getting out and also doing something or engaging mm-hmm. or having those conversations with you. So at least they know for that, they're getting your time, mm-hmm. they're being heard, mm-hmm. which is important. And so I just really value that,
yeah, membership
that you're offering
works.
That.
Yeah, membership works both ways. And that's usually what I tell people when it's membership time is, you know, just like with everything, you know, you get what you put in. If, you know, if we don't know what you're doing or what your goals are or that it isn't working or it really is working, and you know, we just don't communicate that with each other, that's, you know, part of community engagement is, yeah, going both ways. So it's important to me that I hear, you know, the bad and the good. And all it does is, you know, make things better for all of us. So as long as we're all communicating and we get into a groove to where mm-hmm. we know, you know, I can always talk to her and she can, you know, I can send her a text and say, this is just really, you know, this benefit is just really not working for us. And is there something else we can do? You know, that's all good for me. I welcome all of that.
Right. And I truthfully believe that. It's like mm-hmm. you do want the good with the bad, because you are just such a caring person. So, you know, trying to do best by everybody. And again, it's, you can't a la carte everything for everybody,
yeah.
but one can try. And right now, when it's in its infancy of regrowth and birth and all of that, it's like now's the time to get your two cents in. And
yeah.
we kind of did that when you were at Sunnyside for the parade meeting. We talked, and it's like, oh, is this going to come back, or is that, you know? So
yeah.
it really not being a downtown person until I came to Premier Insurance, or not working down there, I should say, you know, they really had a beat on it. Like, he had a beat, even though his business isn't open, on kind of what he would hope to see, what he'd love to do, what he'd love to bring to it. And so I liked that there was that engagement. Like, I'm going to take some ownership in this too. I would like to also do this as well. So
that's the best way to succeed, is to have all of our businesses, our residents, anyone that's really, you know, loves downtown, supports downtown, is to take ownership in downtown. And, you know, now is the time. We have this great momentum. We have a lot of people that really want to see downtown succeed right now. So it's there, which is really encouraging. And going into businesses like Premier and having that engagement where Alan came and said, hey, look, you know, this is what I'd like to see, and I'm really happy you're here. And that's a really good sign for me, to show that, yeah, people are ready and they're wanting this. And so now I just have to really dig deeper and find the need of the community.
And that they're ready to reinvest.
Yeah.
That, you know, you're getting a fresh, clean slate. And, you know, and COVID kind of did that for everybody anyway. It's like, okay, this, our norm is gone. Our norm does not exist anymore. And so this is the new norm. And then now this is the new, I know you're not the sheriff, but, you know, I was going to say that, the new sheriff in town, but the new gal in charge here. So.
And I have a really positive board. I have a really great board. And they're really open to, you know, change and to letting me settle in and to my ideas. And they've been really receptive and really supportive. I'm really thankful that I have such a great board to work for, too. So that's been working really well.
And that's, and again, just the investment, engaging and working together. It's like, it's just,
it's exciting.
But, you know, we have the parade on July 3rd. We'll talk about that in a little bit. And we have graffiti weekend, and we have all these things.
Yes.
And where are we doing that?
Downtown.
So it's like, we should not quit our day jobs on that note.
I know.
But, but that's what I'm thinking. It's like, it's kind of the hub when we have these events. It is downtown. And so these people that are coming, yes, they may be driving around doing other things as well, but it's like, our main area where they're putting hours and hours into is downtown. So it would be nice if we could just really make that our best foot forward and stuff moving forward. So I think it is about time for another break. So we'll come back, talk about that in a little bit more here in just a second. So this is your cue on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to your cue, and I'm Shannon Sebastian, and I have Jessica Bogardis here, who is the Executive Director of the Roseburg Downtown Association. So, we have been talking about that she's new. You're not new to the area, but you're new to your position and back in the area, and that we're so grateful to have her. And so she's going to be coming around to all the establishments downtown and surrounding areas and so forth, and having conversations. So again, let's have those conversations. Let's get some membership going and really just build the downtown up. And because like we touched about, you know, the parade's going to be down there and the graffiti and a lot of those things that are really big, you know, for graffiti, especially like tourism, like people travel to come to that. And so it's like, we really do want to put our best foot forward. And I know that's coming up soon. So, but, you know, in the future, it would be really nice and get some things and more music venues, you know, with Sunnyside coming. I just think the diversity of downtown is really going to thrive underneath your leadership too as well. So
thank you.
So we're super excited to have you. I guess this is your welcoming party. I need to get some streamers out. Welcome, Jessica.
We have a lot of great things in Roseburg in general, right? I mean, so that come downtown, like those wineries. We have Melrose and Abicella and great breweries downtown, as well as, you know, Too Shy and Backside and, you know, that come downtown for events. So it's really exciting, inspiring, encouraging to have really everyone, you know, kind of gathering downtown again and having some events like the parade and graffiti. And you've been working so hard on the parade. I'm so excited to see and to be involved. And I'm really happy. Yeah, I know it is exciting. Parades are fun.
Okay, well, this, as you know, my first time ever doing anything like this, and holy moly, I don't know who's going to take it over, but not it, probably. But having said that, you know, I did it to myself because I thought we needed to do it, and it turns out we do need to do it, and people think the same way, and the response has been amazing, so it is all well worth it, and I'm excited for that. But that's how we met, that's how... this all started, so it's kind of fun. And I do have, since you've been so busy, because you are literally in meetings all the time now.
I know.
Like, we only get to talk every once in a great while.
I know.
Between the two of us, it's
hopefully
like
that'll calm down. Yeah,
the world's worst phone tag group here between the two of us. So I haven't even got to update you on everything to do with the parade that's happened in this last week. So we are now. Have all the sponsors we need.
Yay!
So everything that we've talked about is completely funded and ready to roll. And I just, wow, the kids of Douglas County, grandparents, parents, listen, this is just going to be such a great day. And all of it is free.
That's amazing.
I love that part. Like, that's all awesome. Of it is free due to the generosity of businesses in this area. And so we know they're generous and we know they step up when asked. And, you know, and actually some of them even raised up the ante of what they had originally said they were going to do, like Patriot Stump Grinding and Umpqua Survival. And Seven Feathers just gave a $1,200 donation. And so we're going to be spoiling the kids even more than before. And
and
giving out some great stuff too at our first responders event. So I just kind of want to go over that a little bit with you and clue you in on the updates. So we I'm just going to go kind of in order of the day, but
perfect.
One of the cool things is Roseburg Optimist stepped up and said, "Hey, we would like to partner and you know, come in and do something cool with your event too." And so they are going to be sponsoring a street chalk art event. So they're going to do 3x3 squares on Jackson Street that children of all ages, because anybody can do it, can come and decorate their square.
That is so cool.
So that's a good activity while you're waiting for the parade and come early. And they're going to do registration earlier than we're doing for anything else. But and starting that, I think at 9 o'clock, kids can start to come and do that. So they'll come and do that. And then they're going to leave with a little starter kit of some chalks and a little tote to keep those inspired future artists going and
that's
on the
fantastic.
Move.
Fantastic.
So, you know, thank you to the Roseburg Optimist. That's so cool. And they have a couple people that actually do like street art and stuff like that. And so there will be at least one, if not two, professionals. One of them's confirmed artists that are going to do that. So I can't wait to see what that's going to look like.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome.
And so that'll be downtown and they'll take wonderful pictures and that'll be cool. And then at 10 o'clock, we have the street meet and greet with the first responders. Mm-hmm. So, you know, your ambulances, your DFPA, hopefully everybody follow all the fire rules so they can be there. And, you know, search and rescue, just the vast variety of first responders. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we think of just police and firemen, mm-hmm. and there's so many people that can come to us in our moment of need.
Yeah.
And search and rescue is one of those, you know. Mm-hmm. And so,
absolutely.
So they're going to be there, and DFPA and ODOT and all these different people with their vehicles and some military with the Humvee, so that the kids can actually look at the equipment and ask questions and engage with each other. And we're going to have a special surprise there, and I'm not going to spill the beans on that one till July 1st.
Oh.
But it's pretty exciting, and that's going to be courtesy of Seven Feathers when we spill the beans on that.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
Kids, you'd need to come to that. The first responders, that's what I'm going to say. And then 11 o'clock, we're going to do the pep parade. And so I had
so
a really
cute.
Cool conversation with a lady on the phone the other day, and I'm not going to say what she's going to bring because I'm not going to spoil her surprise. But people are thinking outside of the box with their pets. This is happening.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm pretty excited about it and smidgen scared to death at the same time, because I really don't know if somebody shows up with a big snake for the pet parade what I do. But you are welcome. You are welcome, because it is United We Stand Parade, and you just bring your snakes and lizards and whatever at the pet parade, and you're welcome. Just everybody has to be well-behaved pets, right?
Yeah.
And then the grand parade is at noon. And so it's very diverse, you know, with log trucks and timber unity, classic cars, Corvettes, Mustangs, whatever you... Backside Brewing is taking his bus through there. So,
awesome.
I mean, we're just going to have some fun. Senior Center is taking their bus through there and decorating it all up. So the thing with that is if it's... It doesn't matter if it's a goat or a boat or a float or whatever we said earlier. It decorated up in red, white, and blue, and we want to see you out there. We want to have you all. I envision people with their children in the little radio flyers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
In the parade
in the
and waving
those
their little
so
flags.
Cute.
And
yeah.
Cascade Community Credit Union sponsored 1,000 flags for us to give out to
That's
people.
Awesome.
You know, parade watchers and spectators. So I just can't imagine this city, you know, Jackson Street and Main Street with all these people with their little flags to wave. And it's just such a vision. I can't wait. So I'm excited for that. And also I'm super excited that had I not done this, I wouldn't have probably been forced to call you.
It all
which has turned out to
it's
be
perfect.
A blessing. So met some great people out of it. But And that for that I'm really grateful for. So, and then we have Graffiti Weekend.
Yes.
The following week, which has a lot happening, and I know you've attended one of their meetings, and you were the new person in the room.
I know. I was the new
person,
the new girl. I've been the new girl everywhere.
Oh.
But
well, and that's kind of true. So you might have to wear that badge for a smidge.
It's fine. It's totally fine. No, and they are a great board. Like the Graffiti board, they are all over it. Like they know they have it. It's a well-oiled machine. They are probably one of the best well-functioning boards I've seen in my experience. They just know what they are doing, and they're great at it. So, you know, they know how to pull this huge event together. Which is, you know, July 7th through the 10th. And there's so many things going on, so many different groups within the board that have such experience doing this and working with the city and working with downtown and working with the businesses. You know, just remember if you are downtown, if you live downtown, if you have a business downtown, to be really aware of when the cruise is going on, to make sure that the streets are clear for the crews to go through, and just throw your support for Graffiti. You know, they couldn't do it last year, and so they've really had to regroup and go again. And I know they've had great sponsorship this year, and the booklet will be coming out, I believe, July 1st. So that'll be circulating. The flyers are already out. The posters are up. And things are happening, and it's really exciting to see Graffiti again. I haven't gone to Graffiti in a really long time, and I'm really excited for the weekend.
Well, and just to get things going again.
I know. Isn't it nice and refreshing to have, like, actual events again that you've, like, really missed? Like, Graffiti
is cool. I
kind of
don't even know what to do with myself about it, actually.
People are excited, and
People
I love
are
feeling
excited.
That. Like, and, yeah, like, seeing that again, it's really encouraging.
Yeah, it's super infectious, and that's why it's, like, sometimes I'll be just like, oh, my gosh, this parade. And when Jess and I first talked, I had said, oh, I'd done pageant, you know, and helped direct that for mm-hmm. years and had our crew and all of that. And so it's like, I need somebody that's the parade version of pageant. And then you're like, well, that's what I did forever. So I'm like, okay, Jessica's taking it over next year. You heard that first. From me, not from her. But I think that, yeah, to just have that well-tuned machine is amazing. And they do a great show, and they do cruise. And
yeah.
And it's very highly anticipated from people mm-hmm. from so far.
Oh, all over. I mean, it's amazing. They have just really built this event up, and it's really exciting. It's yeah. really cool to be a part of it. I mean, this year I'm a very small part of it, but I'm excited to see that grow. So
right.
my part, yeah.
Well, it's just exciting that things are happening. So, but we need to take a break. And so we'll be back with your cue. This is Shannon Sebastian, sponsored by Premier Insurance on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Shannon Sebastian here on Your Cue with Jessica Bogardis, the Executive Director of the Downtown Association. And so we've been talking about all kinds of things and your new yeah. plans and everything like that. So earlier, she was going to give her email address, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you don't want to give that out. Because soon enough, she'll probably have another one. But you have asked people a couple times to reach out to you yeah. and to let you know if they had anything. Or if it's a business that's like, yeah, I want to be part of that.
And, yeah.
I want to be on a list for when you get your new memberships going. Because you had talked about maybe that would be August or something, yep. correct?
I'm shooting for August to roll that out. So it'd be August would be our membership year. You know, and that'll be just really kind of honing in on a really good membership model, and then going over it with my board, and then, you know, just rolling it out at a really good time, hopefully that we can catch businesses and doing it that way. So we're shooting for August to be our membership year. But that could change, like I said, after getting approval with my mm-hmm. board and working with the businesses on what's best for everybody. But you can email me at jessicadeeb@gmail.com. It's my personal email. You can call me at 541-315-6516, which is my cell phone. And I may have some different information going forward a little bit later, but I would love to hear from all of you. If you want to be a part of downtown, if you have more questions, if you want to add your input, if you'd like to schedule some time to talk with me, I'm available Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or earlier or later sometimes.
And this really isn't for businesses solely on Kane, Maine, or Jackson.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And so people keep that in mind. This mm-hmm. is if you want to see the heart, or you know, our downtown area that is a focal point mm-hmm. when people come to town, or as far as our tourism, mm-hmm. if you want to see that improved as well, then reach out. So yeah, regardless of your address.
Yeah, the best thing about that in downtown as a starting point is it always kind of flows out. And so our hotels, you know, people don't stay right in downtown all the time, so they stay at the Hampton Inn, or they stay in different hotels around Roseburg. They'll benefit from people going downtown or going to the wineries
absolutely.
Or breweries. We have so much to offer here in Roseburg as a whole,
absolutely,
and our surrounding areas, Sutherland, Winston, Wildlife Safari, you know, lots of different things for people to do here. And so everyone really kind of benefits from having a really alive and flourishing, thriving downtown. So if you want more information on that, or you'd like to talk to me one-on-one at any time, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, and I would love to talk to you.
It's nice to just have that collaboration sometimes, too, where somebody mm-hmm. has an idea and then it just kind of snowballs. And I mean, honestly, that's how I'm in this seat right now is somebody talked to somebody at coffee who talked to somebody who said something to said, you need to talk to Shannon. And then this is all happening today. So it's just wild how just something can snowball effect into, you know, something beautiful and something great for our community, which is really what you're trying to do is just make the community enhance it to its best and to put our best foot forward. So again, thank you for coming back to your family in Tulare County and all of that and for being here. And I'm really excited to see, you know, where things take off, you
know,
under your leadership and with your board. And so
I'm very excited. So, thank you so much for having me, Shannon. This has been so much fun. Thank you.
Yeah, we're kind of you are absolutely welcome and you're a delight. And I was like, okay, this is going to be really hard to try to just not laugh the whole way through it, because every time we're together, we're always laughing or talking about stuff, which is great. You're infectious and just fun. And I love it. And you're inspiring, which was my word for today. Again, everybody, Jessica, when she comes knocking, take the time and have that conversation with her and tell her your true thoughts on what you'd like to see so that, you know, some of those can be implemented. Because if you hear the same comments from X amount of people, then you're like, this is something that is, you
important.
Know, ringing true off to all too often.
Yeah.
So, and so here, one of my ideas. I told Alan he needs to stop me on these. When I get these ideas, it's just like, pump the brakes, Shannon. You have a 2-week waiting period before you talk about anything. But with decorating things and everything red, white, and blue, it's like, you know, it is the Olympics. And I am so inspired. And I know I started the show that way, but I really am. So I think everybody keep your red, white, and blue stuff up till these Olympics are over. Let's do it. Let's just be patriotic and enjoy the Olympics. One of the things I want to talk about is next week, real quickly before we leave, is going to be ODFW on talking about some education for people interested in hunting. So tune in next week, Thursday, 4 to 5 on your cue. And thank you, Douglas County, and stay inspired until next week.